안녕하세요. 윤설입니다.
Keith here. First encounters. All right, 설.
Hi.
How you doing?
Fine.
Well, we're starting on a new series today.
Yes.
And this is the newbie series, and this is designed for the listeners to get used to the sounds of Korean. And we're not going to be teaching grammar points, as a lot of them can be very difficult, but we're going to be going over a lot of useful phrases. You've looked over the scripts a little bit, right?
Yes.
And what do you think about the phrases?
The basic one that we have to know to survive in Korea.
So these scripts have all the basic phrases.
Right.
And not even just phrases. We have basic words such as pop.
Oh, yeah.
That's very important, yeah. Right? Pop is rice. And meal, but we'll get into that later. We got things like that. We got words. We got adjectives. We have verbs. And, you know, these are just basic things that you need to know.
Right.
So, can you give us an introduction of the first lesson?
So, here we have Garcia and Kim Soo-han, and they do not know each other yet. So, they are looking for each other at the airport.
That's right. Garcia is a baseball player. Kim Soo-han is a sports agent.
I love the name Garcia.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Why?
I like the pronunciation, Garcia. Wow.
I think it's, I'm not qualified to teach Spanish, but it's supposed to be like Garcia.
Okay.
Maybe.
Very hard pronunciation.
Yeah. You guys can comment on how bad my pronunciation was, but all right. So let's get into this conversation.
So, 저기요? 김수환 씨?
갈시아 씨? 아, 안녕하세요.
네, 안녕하세요. 처음 뵙겠습니다.
네, 처음 뵙겠습니다.
한 번 더 천천히.
저기요? 김수환 씨?
갈시아 씨? 아, 안녕하세요.
네, 안녕하세요. 처음 뵙겠습니다.
네, 처음 뵙겠습니다.
영어로 한 번 더.
저기요? 김수환 씨?
Excuse me, Miss Soo-han Kim?
갈시아 씨? 아, 안녕하세요.
Mr. Garcia? Oh, hello.
네, 안녕하세요. 처음 뵙겠습니다.
Ah, hello. It's nice to meet you.
네, 처음 뵙겠습니다.
Yes, it's nice to meet you. All right, so what did you think?
Oh, it's great. They found each other.
다행이네요.
Yeah.
So this means it turned out good. But we're not going to deal with this phrase right now. We're going to get into the conversation.
So all the conversation and all the phrases here will be really easy for you and the new beginners.
It's going to be very useful too.
Right.
So let's get into some of these useful vocabulary. So can you start us off?
저기요.
Excuse me.
저기요.
And next we have?
씨.
Mr., Miss, or Mrs.
씨.
And the next one we have is?
안녕하세요.
Hello.
안녕하세요. 안녕하세요.
And lastly we have?
처음 뵙겠습니다.
Nice to meet you.
처음 뵙겠습니다. 처음 뵙겠습니다.
Let's go over the conversation really quickly and just hit those key points. Now, the first line we have is 저기요. Now, what do you imagine when you hear this?
Somebody is tapping your shoulder.
Yes, so it's like 띡띡띡, 저기요,
Yeah.
So this means, excuse me, once again. So you can use this all the time. A lot of the times, I use it in restaurants.
Right, right.
When I need the attention of the staff, I say, 저기요. And they come over. Sometimes they're happy, sometimes they're not. But anyway, yes. So whenever you need the attention of somebody, this is what you use. Can you break it down for us, please?
저기요. 저기요.
And if you're in Korea, you're going to be using this all the time because restaurants, shops, shopping malls, marketplaces, whenever you need the attention of somebody, say, 저기요. The next part we have is 김수환 씨. Now, let's do it really slowly. 김수환 씨. The first part is the name. 김수환. And this is followed by 씨, which is the honorific suffix. Whenever you want to respect somebody, you say their name and you add
씨.
That's right. So, 설 씨.
Keith 씨.
That's right. So, anybody else out there, you can say Peter 씨, Mark 씨,
Smith 씨.
Or even the next one,
Garcia 씨.
That's right. So here, it's just the name and 씨. Now, this is Mr., Miss., Mrs. Here, we have 김수환 씨, name, followed by 씨. The intonation of this is very important because here, 김수환 씨, it goes up at the end. And that's asking, are you 김수환? If it doesn't go up, 김수환 씨, then you're addressing the person. Remember to pay attention to the intonation. In Korean, just like in English, if you rise the intonation, it's a question. So here, 김수환 씨 kind of translates into Miss 김수환. And in this context, once again, the next line we have is the same exact thing.
가르시아 씨.
Your Spanish pronunciation was excellent on that one.
Sorry, it's Koreanized Spanish pronunciation.
No, really, it was very good. Anyway, so here we have Garcia, the name, followed by
씨.
Once again, the rising intonation. So it's a question, are you Garcia? And after that, we have
안녕하세요.
Hello. Now, this is hello in the morning, in the day, at night, at 3 o'clock in the morning, anytime you're seeing somebody for the first time. Not necessarily your first meeting, but whenever you see someone for the first time. So the first time I saw Seol today, I said, 안녕하세요.
Yes, you did. 안녕하세요, Keith.
Oh, 안녕하세요. Well, Seol, can you please break it down for our listeners?
안녕하세요. 안녕하세요.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The next line we have is the same exact line. So, 안녕하세요. 안녕하세요. Here, once again, it's just hello. Hello. Very simple. Very straightforward. The next part we have is 처음 뵙겠습니다. Now, what is this, 설?
Nice to meet you.
Or,
how do you do?
Yeah, it's just one of those things you say when you first meet somebody, just to be polite. And this has a deeper meaning, but once again, we're not going to get into those meanings. We're just going to give you these phrases. This phrase conveys a lot of politeness. So anytime you want to be polite, you can say
처음 뵙겠습니다.
Remember, so our listeners are newbies.
처음 뵙겠습니다. 처음 뵙겠습니다.
All right. The next line is the same exact thing.
네. 처음 뵙겠습니다.
The first syllable we have is
네.
This just means yes or I agree, but here we're just going to pass over that. And we're going to get to the same phrase that we just did before. That's what we want to focus on today. 뵙겠습니다. One more time, please.
뵙겠습니다.
If you take anything from today's lesson, there's three things we want you to know. 씨, which is the honorific suffix. So if I want to be polite to 설, I say 설씨, but I don't want to be polite. I can just call 설.
Sure.
No, it's okay because we're on friendly terms now. But yes, if you're meeting someone for the first time, be sure to use this honorific suffix. Be sure to say name 씨. The second thing we want you to get out of this lesson is
안녕하세요.
Hello. Hello any time of day. And the last phrase we have,
처음 뵙겠습니다.
It's nice to meet you. How do you do? It's just one of those phrases you use when you want to be polite. Remember, folks, this is newbie lessons. We're not going to go into the grammar. We're just going to give you a couple of phrases and give them as is. Hopefully, these series will get you used to sounds of Korean, and they'll get you a little more acquainted with the customs of Korean. Now, we didn't actually go over any customs here, so let's talk about this a little bit. So, when you meet someone for the first time, what typically happens?
You're bowing to that person and say, 처음 뵙겠습니다.
And you can also bow when you say, 안녕하세요, 처음 뵙겠습니다. Two bows? Sometimes.
I think that's enough. And you should introduce yourself to him or
right.
her.
And Korea has become very westernized these days. So they bow, but they also put out their hand for a handshake at the same time.
If you're a businessman, yes.
Yeah, businessman, it's shake, bow.
Yeah, it's a little bit odd, but yeah, we do that.
But sometimes it's just bow, sometimes it's just... No, it's always, there's always a bow.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, there's always a bow. Sometimes there's a handshake involved, but remember, always a bow. All right. I think that's going to do it for today.
안녕.
See ya.
So, 저기요? 김수환 씨?
갈시아 씨? 아, 안녕하세요.
네, 안녕하세요. 처음 뵙겠습니다.
네, 처음 뵙겠습니다.